Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Also a big energetic difference between expansion and distraction. Expansion feels like a quiet yes in the body, even when it's tiring, it feels meaningful. And distraction also feels frantic, right? Scattered. You're all over the place, like you're trying to outrun yourself. So here's a little soul check I've been using lately, that when you imagine letting go of one of the things that you're doing, does your body relax or does it grieve? Hello, hello, magical friends. Yo, mees. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And happy Wednesday, or whatever day you're listening to this. Today feels like a good day for something a little more personal and just a little lighter compared to the past few episodes, and also just quietly potent. Just a real conversation about starting from ground zero and holding more than one dream at the same time, and trusting the way your soul actually wants to move, even when it doesn't look tidy from the outside. So lately, I've been using the phrase ground zero a lot in my own head. And yeah, I want to talk about that because ground zero doesn't really feel dramatic to me right now. It feels sacred, like a blank slate. In fact, maybe blank canvas is a better description of it, but I like to say ground zero. So it's like the moment after the dust settles and you realize that you're still standing and you get to choose what gets rebuilt. That's why I like to call it ground zero. When people talk about starting from ground zero, it usually sounds like a loss, right? Like a failure, like everything fell apart and now you're just scrambling and you're trying to figure it out. But this time, I would say it actually feels different. This time, it's honestly just a clearing. It's not empty. And in spiritual language, there's always a moment before creation, right? A void, a still point where nothing has form yet, but everything is possible. Everything. That's what this season feels like for me. And even astrologically, there are seasons in life that aren't about rushing forward. They're about rebuilding slowly. Less fireworks and more foundation. And even though that kind of season can look quiet from the outside, it's often where the most permanent changes begin. I mean, I've been here before in different versions of life, of course, and in different ages and timelines. And every time I used to rush the rebuilding, I'd rush it. And then I feel like I would just burn out. And I thought clarity also meant speed, but now I know better. Now I know that clarity often arrives quietly after you stop forcing yourself to become something just to feel safe. So there's this advice that we hear constantly when we're rebuilding, right? You need to whole ass one thing, don't half ass two things. And so, yeah, listen, for some people, that's absolutely true. That may resonate. And I get it. That makes perfect sense. But also, I think that some souls really are here to go on multiple paths. Yes, some people may really resonate with that because they feel like they want to go deep into one path, one calling, one expression, and that is honestly where they're going to thrive. I love that. And if that feels like you, please whole ass one thing, don't half ass two things. And then there are some people who are also not built that way. Some people are built like bridges. They're built to live between worlds, right? They're built to carry more than one thread at a time. And in astrology, that isn't confusion. It's multiplicity. It's being wired to translate instead of choose. So for me, it doesn't come from doing more than one thing. It comes from doing things that don't fit my essence, right? And when something does fit, so I try multiple things, and when something does fit, it doesn't fragment me, it expands me. I think it's just because I see so many people do so many things and I want to try it all, right? I'm curious human in that way. I know that I'm a shapeshifter and it's fun. It's fun to try many things, wear many hats, live many different lives. And so I'd say right now I live in two very different worlds. One is very practical, grounded, structured, and being a realtor keeps me anchored in the physical realm, in homes and land and contracts. And then the other world is this one. This is the unseen and the reflective and something for my soul, something creative, something for my curious soul, the soul level conversations and the quiet magic of podcasting, something that you love and live deeply, is something to explore my inner world. And so in many spiritual traditions, there's the idea of the upper world and the lower world, and the mystical and the material and the invisible and the tangible. And magic doesn't happen when you choose one, right? Magic happens when you can move between them. I mean, we're human on this earth doing human things, but we also have a soul, in my opinion. I believe we have a soul and we want to stay in tune with our soul. So when I honor both parts of myself, the grounded and the ethereal, right? I feel more whole, right? More regulated, more alive. One world keeps me embodied and the other keeps me enchanted, I'd say. And I need both. I do.
When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic, European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are, so what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbie also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbie has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbie was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbie.com. That's HiBobbie.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. February can make it feel like everyone else has their love life figured out, whether you're married or you're dating or you're single or focusing on yourself. It's easy to feel behind or like you're doing something wrong, but the truth is that most of us are still figuring it out as we go. Therapy can be a really helpful space to slow down and get honest about what you want, what feels heavy, and where you might be putting pressure on yourself. You don't have to be in a crisis to benefit from it. Sometimes it's just about gaining clarity and understanding what's been weighing your relationships down. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched with a licensed therapist through a short questionnaire so you can focus on what you actually want to work on. And if your first match doesn't feel right, you can switch to a different therapist at any time. With over 30,000 therapists and more than 12 years of experience, BetterHelp has helped millions of people move forward with more clarity and confidence. No matter where you are right now, you're right on time. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. There's also a big energetic difference between expansion and distraction. Expansion feels like a quiet yes in the body, even when it's tiring. It feels meaningful. And distraction also feels frantic, right? Scattered. You're all over the place, like you're trying to outrun yourself. So here's a little soul check I've been using lately, that when you imagine letting go of one of the things that you're doing, does your body relax or does it grieve? The answer tells you everything. That answer inside you tells you everything. So for me, right now in this season of life, which it may change, doing two things isn't avoidance. It's alignment right now. I'm feeling so aligned. Some of my manifestations are coming through, and also just, I feel good. I'm happy. And it's my soul stretching in the directions that it actually wants to grow right now at 35 years old. So if I were truly starting from scratch, no momentum, no audience, no history, here's what I'd focus on first. Not the hustle, not the optimization, not doing everything at once. I'd build a container before I built a vision. And I'd tend to my nervous system like it's a sacred ground. And I'd choose stability not as limitation, but as an altar. Because there are planetary seasons that ask for patience and structure and slow devotion to what's real. Not glamorous, but deeply stabilizing. And I think many of us are living inside one of those seasons right now. And I might even say something quietly, maybe out loud, maybe just my heart, and I release the pressure to rush my becoming. I trust that what's meant for me will grow roots before it grows wings. And I allow myself to build slowly and honestly and in alignment with my energy, because urgency is rarely intuition, right? Urgency is usually fear pretending to be guidance. And there are also things that I'm just not doing anymore, right? I'm not forcing timelines that don't feel true. I'm not shrinking myself to make my life easier to explain to people or what I think people think I need to be doing, right? And I'm not pretending that starting over means I've lost what I've learned. Spiritually speaking, nothing is ever lost. It's transmuted. Every version of you becomes compost for the next one. So if you're listening to this and you're balancing a main job or a side passion or two identities or two worlds that don't seem to go together to most people, I want you to hear this clearly, that you are not confused. You are not in focus. You know that. You're not doing it wrong. You know that. Some souls are here to specialize, right? And some souls are here to synthesize. I truly believe this, and perhaps both as well. And the question isn't, am I doing too much, right? The question is, am I abandoning myself in the process? If the answer is no, if what you're doing feels alive and meaningful and aligned, that's all that matters. Trust that. And so if we zoom out to the sky for a moment, there's a quiet story being written there too. Cycles ending. Foundations rebuilding, old identities dissolving so truer ones can take root. Astrology reminds me that starting over isn't random, right? It's rhythmic. There are seasons for expansion and seasons for grounding and seasons for visibility and seasons for becoming. And so if this is a season of beginning again, maybe it isn't a setback, maybe it's alignment. And also starting from ground zero, whatever industry, I mean, there's so many industries out there, so it's hard to say like this is what to do, but I would look at someone who is thriving in that field and see how they rebuild. But, and I would go for it, right? That's what I'm doing right now with real estate. That's what I've done with the podcast. And also with the podcast, not that it started from ground zero, obviously, but I do feel like it's in a rebuilding phase and a figuring it out phase, an evolution phase. And it's so important to just follow the nudges of what your soul is telling you to do. And yeah, look in the practical world. How are people thriving in that industry? Perhaps follow that formula, but also do what feels aligned and true to you. I don't have everything figured out right now. And honestly, I don't think I need to, right? But what I do have is trust. And trust, to me, is the most magical resource there is. So wherever you are, maybe you're ground zero or mid-rebuild or quietly expanding in ways no one else can see yet. I hope you remember this, that if your soul is asking you to expand in more than one direction, sometimes expansion is the spell. I mean, also, there's so many of you who are moms and also full-time doing whatever you're doing or part-time doing what you're doing, plus a side job, plus a full-time mom. We wear many hats. Maybe we just give it our all with many things. I'm always wearing many hats, and I know many people wear many hats, and we can because we are multidimensional beings. We can, right? I understand what they mean. And it is important to master and specialize in something that can be very satisfying for the soul. But if you are like me, where you are doing multiple things, don't let that discourage you. Some of our souls are meant to be here to synthesize. And that's a beautiful thing. And yeah, anyway, this was a short episode, just something on my mind. If you'd like to connect and say hi to me on Instagram or Substack. Not many people are direct messaging on Substack. I don't know why. That's a fun place, a fun space. So my Substack and Instagram name is Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. Anyway, thank you for being here. I'll connect with you Monday. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.